My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Courtney, you want to get to dinner last night? I think mostly the general feedback on the dinner that we had last night is pretty good, although there are some that are critical of you and I for going to dinner with Karen Reed last night.
Yeah, I would love to.
I'm fine with that.
Yep.
I'm always interested in your opinion, good or bad. Courtney and I were invited by a mutual friend to go to dinner. I had been asking about trying to get Karen Reed on the radio show because I feel like the trial was newsworthy and of interest. Of course, that trial ended in a mistrial. And so there was no verdict. I don't believe that choosing to go and try to do your best to get somebody to come on the radio show. I don't believe that you have, if somebody is accused of something and a jury in the United States of America has not found them guilty, I don't think you have an obligation not to at least have that discussion. But I know you were very nervous.
I was just nervous because I care about people's feelings, and so I didn't want to overstep or ask something that was out of line. I don't know her, and so I never wanted to offend or come across too strong. Mm. So going into it, we were not told whether or not, you know, lawyers would be there. Mm. Or if there would be any type of things off limits. Mm-hmm. And you know, Greg and I followed this trial very closely. And I think, you know, if there is going to be a next trial, we will do that again. Mm. Yeah. It's of interest to me. And I have been talking about, from the Monday after it happened, we reported on John O'Keefe dying and the circumstances around it. And from that Monday, I said, this story doesn't really make much sense.
Yeah.
To meet with somebody who is going through a battle like this, because I believe she is innocent.
You do?
Yes.
Did you go into dinner believing that?
Or yes. Dinner?
Okay.
I've always, just from numbers alone, from the technology aspect of it, mm-hmm. I have just, followed this closely, and I think something else happened. I don't think that she is a malicious person who had any intent in killing John O'Keefe, and that's how I felt in the beginning of the trial. Then after the trial, I don't think she hit him with her car, mm-hmm. like by accident or not by accident at all.
I mean, she was willing to answer every single question.
No lawyer was there.
No.
And she was so open with us, and I wasn't sure if maybe she had heard the show and knew that Greg and I, things that we had said in the past, but she asked us, she's like, did you pay attention to the trial? And once I knew that, I'm like, okay, this woman is meeting with us not knowing that she has two people that have been pretty supportive
yeah.
of the cause from the beginning.
Angry texter, 978 texter. What are you, Dateline? You've lost your way, Greg.
Why are people such children? Like, Karen Reed was charged with second-degree murder.
Yes.
There was a jury trial mm-hmm. that lasted a month or two. And there was, according to reports, there's been hearings about it, that all 12 jurors found her not guilty of second-degree murder.
Correct.
There was a hang-up on lesser charges. There has been a controversy even prior to the time with which the jurors got when the trial ended and was sent to the jury. There was a controversy from the defense attorney saying that this is a very different looking jury slip where there wasn't an opportunity to say not guilty. I thought, not to go on my feelings about it, it actually doesn't matter. This is a woman who was in the news, the number one story in Boston for several months. The trial that was talked about more maybe since the Woodward trial back when the shaken baby situation of the 90s when the British nanny.
Oh, yeah.
And we talked about
Louise
that.
Woodward.
Louise Woodward. So that is 30 years ago. The notion that Greg and Courtney shouldn't sit down and have dinner with someone based upon an allegation that she was not convicted of is to just deny the entire system of justice
jury,
we have.
When do people... If you're somebody who's made your determination from watching the trial with regard to her guilt, then good on you.
Right.
Why are other people not able to make their determination based that they believe that somebody is innocent of the charges?
And let me just say this, because I know Greg won't. If anybody's going to come on Instagram, Twitter, on Twitch, on the text line and say say whatever you want about me, but to say that Greg is sympathizing with a cop killer, if there's anybody in this room or in Massachusetts who hasn't done more for police officers in need, like, shame on you. Really take a backseat, because Greg's done more for the people that are police officers, firefighters, the people on the front line than you will ever do in your entire life. So please, respectfully, sit down. Like, that was infuriating all night for me to just see people say stuff like that. Like, enough.
Yeah, it's obscene. No. But to compare this to OJ, like, you really are a moron, whoever you are out there. The people that are every single media member in Boston, every single citizen of Boston, by and large, my guess, if offered an opportunity to hear Karen Reed outside of the trial discuss what happened, would say yes.
Well,
the ratings suggest that.
I think that's the most interesting part of it, is that you do want to meet somebody like that in person and honestly evaluate whether you think they're telling the truth or
correct.
Not.
And this wasn't a sit down where Greg and I, you know, treated her like a celebrity.
No.
We sat down and we asked honest questions that Greg and I had about
yes.
the case and everything that goes along with it.
Yes.
And I wanted to know, because I am fascinated with the way in which the court system works, what went into her getting Yannetti and Jackson, like
yeah.
how that all came to be. Getting information. Like, I saw some people saying, you know, you guys are treating her like a celebrity. Nope, that's not how it went down. It was three adults having a conversation about the biggest story going on right now, which this woman is the center of. And whether or not you believe her side of it, that's on you. For me, I walked away from that dinner having not a doubt in my mind.
I think you can tell if people are, if you've been around life, you can tell if people are lying. And every question was answered immediately. There was no hemming and hawing
nope.
or stumbling over what you were going to say. And there was, when it came to questions that she had, whether it was, you know, I think I'm allowed to paraphrase things that she said, but she was, you know, until she found out. When, like, for instance, until she found out when her vehicle was towed, she was wondering how there could possibly be taillight fragments at the scene.
And she wasn't made aware till much later
right.
that they found it much later that night.
Right.
Right.
And in this, I think we can say, because it's she was very honest with us, because a big story all over the internet is that John O'Keefe was had reported Colin Albert for some drug activity before all of this happened. She said that story is completely false.
Yeah.
People are trying to make it more dramatic and make it seem like Colin Albert would have some type of, you know, reason for hating John O'Keefe. She said that never happened. There was he did not report him for anything.
No, I think, and she is, she signed a deal with Vanity Fair, an exclusive deal with Vanity Fair, and cannot do any interviews until that comes out next month. But then I believe we'll come on this radio show and answer everybody's questions. I think that's important when it comes to the judicial system in this country.
Right.
Well, and by the way, she can't be paid for those who say she can't be paid for anything. There's a Son of Sam law that exists in this country. So she can't be paid for anything that she does. So people always talk about the Netflix. They thought it was Netflix. Apparently it's not going to be Netflix week. I don't know if we can say where it's going to be, but I can't be paid for any of that stuff. So
Can I express something? I wasn't there, but on this topic, the first thing I thought of when I talked to Greg after the dinner was, huh, so this is why they had the mistrial. This is why there was a late change to the jury pool. There's been a lot of chicanery going on. My seat, I have no idea. I wasn't at dinner. I was cleaning a diaper. I would just say this. If I wanted to be vengeful towards Karen Reed, I would do whatever I could to preclude her from profiting off of the fact that this trial was ongoing, and the mistrial does that.
Hmm.
So if she were to be retried, which appears on track, she then has to pay again for legal fees while not able to make any money off of telling a story that she was just a part of for the last couple years.
Yeah.
And to hear somebody talk about just what she's been through the last couple of years and say, you know, I was prepared for the best case scenario and the worst case scenario, but what I wasn't prepared for was what we're dealing with right now, going through the entire thing again. And to remember that this is a human at the end of the day, I think a lot of people have tried to paint her out as like this monster, and we played her voicemails to John O'Keefe that night, and I talked about it where I've probably left worse voicemails than that in a pit of rage.
But it was over the dishes not being done.
Right, yeah,
usually sometimes yell at Santo about
Santo could pick up a vacuum every so often. But it just, you forget that because this has turned into a circus, and it should be about getting justice for John O'Keefe. But if that's what you want, then don't you want to find out what actually happened to him? Like, there's so many people that say, we want justice for John O'Keefe, and you guys sitting down with Karen Reed is not that. Well, I'm sorry. I don't think putting somebody who could be innocent behind bars necessarily gets John O'Keefe justice.
Right. And I love clapback in the Twitch chat lecturing Greg and Karen Reed about the law precluding you from earning money off of it. Like, I think she might know.
What was clapback saying?
It only happens if you're convicted. It's the opposite, but it's okay. Son of Sam law applies to convicted criminals, so she can get paid. Not yet.
No, she can't.
I'm sure it feels good to correct someone.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBobs.com to play now.
Who's actually in the middle of negotiating.
This is actually a very good correction, though. 34 Trevor, thank you. It's not pit of rage. It's a fit of rage. Sorry.
Fit of rage, yep. Yes. Well, you might have been in a bit of rage.
Yeah. Yep. I don't Sorry. Know. My apologies.
I mean, I don't think the whole entire, isn't the whole entire justice system about the subject of it, the defendant, being given the benefit of a doubt? Being, you have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the person is guilty.
And that falls on the prosecution.
And so why wouldn't you want to hear what somebody has to say who was not found guilty? They were unable to get a jury to convict.
Everybody would have had that conversation. Even if you didn't, you should be fired from your job in media.
And even if somebody is found guilty, the amount of sit-down interviews people have, if somebody's found guilty and they still say that they're not, those stories still should be told. Like, you want to hear what is going on in these high case, in these high profile cases.
Of course.
It was just, it was eye opening to me. I was stunned leaving. It was
stunned because
just because of how open she was and how she really,
you don't think, and if somebody had done that, you don't think they would be that way.
No, and I think if somebody had done it, they would be really worried about what they were going to say to two people that were going to talk about it the next day on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one.
People have lost their minds. Oh my God in heaven.
Yeah.
It's a major story. She was, they were unable to convict her of second degree murder. They are holding another trial in January. Greg and Courtney were offered the opportunity to hear from her directly. They took it. Nothing crazier than that.
Oh, I think she deserves, I don't understand why in this particular case, people don't believe that someone deserves fair justice.
It's just,
why do people think the federal government got themselves involved in it?
Right.
Like, what do you think that they just randomly go around and insert themselves in trials?
Right.
I mean, I think I'm allowed to say the federal government spent, am I allowed to say that? I think the federal government spent $500,000 on Crash Daddy to expedite their opinion on what occurred in the accident so as to hopefully find the proper verdict in the trial. It didn't necessarily work.
Right.
But the, I mean, if you can't step in when something seems from the outside to be questionable, I don't know what you're supposed to do as a human being.
And aren't we all hearing the same thing about these jurors that are coming forward and talking to the defense, talking to Karen Reed and her team?
I don't think they listen to it because they believe that they know better.
Yeah.
People. But yeah.
I mean, and that's fine. Maybe you do know better. But for me, as somebody who followed this closely, I found it very interesting to hear what has been going on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And she was very, very open with us. I am sure that when she is able to come on this show, she will be very, very open with any other questions.
I think she's interested in here. Like, she wants to hear from people who, you know, she wants to give you the chance to ask her any question and have her explain to you how she ended up where she ended up. So.
Yeah.
But I see people want to talk about it, so I'm happy to do that. We got to take a quick break, though, but we'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.